This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Okay, well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this Tuesday, January the 7th of 2025. You know, I got a little nervousy there thinking I was going to screw it up and call it 2024 because, you know, that would be the common error that is occurring during this time. Anyways, how are you? Happy New Year, by the way, because, you know, it's been a hot minute since we last spoke and doing the stuff that we get to do together. So that's always a fun time as we get to hang out. So new year, new you. I don't know. Some people like to say that kind of stuff. So today I decided that we should probably sit back and talk a little bit and go through some things and go through some stuff that's a little bit out of the ordinary because I haven't done one of these things in quite some time. And what I have decided to do is take a lot of the questions that I get submitted to me that I always say, hey, we're going to do an Ask Me Anything type of scenario here in regards to the show, and really take a deep dive today in regards to what we should do for 2025. So if you are ready, I want to go through some of the questions that came through. And I mean, I have quite a few of them that I have collected over the last little bit that we can go over today and really get into some of the stuff that we get to, you know, cover on the show. And I guess that when people started sending in questions, they were asking questions all over the place in regards to some of the things. So let's get into them during this little special episode as we start 2025 of Ask Me Anything. So the first question that came in, it was from Carlos from Houston, Texas. It says, Jay, you've been in EHS podcasting space for a long time. What is the biggest change you've seen in how many safety professionals approach communication and education over the years? You know, a lot of these questions, as I sat back and was looking at them, made me really kind of take a look at some weird things that I normally don't take a look at. But the shift in the from compliance-focused strategies to human-centered approaches, storytelling, and engagements are now the central of most safety communication, where I've kind of noticed that a lot of people are not trying to trip people up and saying, were you guilty for doing something? But it's more of that storytelling side. It's more of that, we'll call it quote unquote infotainment, if one may say it in that fashion. And I see where that blend of storytelling and trying to keep that pop culture information going in regards to before they start the process of talking about safety in general. So that's kind of been where I've seen some of the changes. So I really do appreciate the question, Carlos. Another question that came in was from Megan from Toronto, Canada. You often talk about the importance of human performance principles. Can you share a time when implementing one of these principles made a tangible difference in the workplace? Great question. So once a company reduced incidents by 40% by moving the blame to analyzing system flaws, that was not too long ago that occurred. It was probably over a 6-month period of time that they saw the changes that were going on. And I think that that's sometimes what we end up taking a look at and not realize it is that we're looking for someone to punish. We can say, hey, you know, John Boy from X department is the one that's always causing the issue. But when this particular company started taking a look at some of the system issues that were inside of the organization, they were able to reduce some of the issues that they were having overall by looking at these things. So maybe we need to take a look around and see what safeguards are in place and see how those principles that we talk about all the time can really help and benefit you as you're moving forward there. Thanks for the question. Okay, here's another one. Dave from Birmingham, UK. When I first saw it, I thought it was from Alabama, but definitely not there. So how do you balance tackling tough or controversial safety topics on the Rated R Safety Show while staying professional and impactful? Okay, so I don't know if I'm professional or impactful, but we'll talk about it anyways. But by focusing on facts and encouraging open dialogue, the challenging ideas rather than individuals. So I noticed that when we kind of came about with the concept of the Rated R Safety Show, that it was so much easier to start talking about some of the stuff that was going on inside of the world and what was going on in real time and in real talk, if one may say, opposed to corporate we'll say dialogue, if one may say it in that particular fashion, where it was more of let's have those open and honest conversations and see how people will actually interact with you, opposed to it being one of those things where people don't interact because you're doing corporate double talk. And I'm not picking on corporate talk. I'm just saying you have to be careful in how you do it. So focusing on the facts, encouraging open dialogue, and challenging ideas rather than individuals. And believe me, it is super easy to challenge the individuals opposed to actually challenging what the ideas are. So keep that in mind. Dave, thanks for the question. Here's another one. Juan from Mexico City, Mexico. A good place to go, that's for sure. As someone who travels internationally for conferences and events, have you noticed cultural differences in how safety approaches is approached globally, is what he said. And of course, the answer is yes. Cultural values significantly influence safety strategies, from enforcement-driven models to well-being-focused approaches. And you have to be so careful with wording on how you actually approach some of these things and exactly how the cultural approaches can be significantly different than what you might be accustomed to. That's going to be one of those key factors there. And as I get to see some of these events and go to some of these different events and even be involved, you have to be very careful, because sometimes without even knowing, if you're not aware with how some of the cultural references are, you can actually insult people without even realizing that that's what you have done. So keep that in mind as we are talking. Thanks for the question. Here's Linda from Denver with over 1,000 episodes of the Rated R Safety Show. What one episode or guest that has stayed with you and why? Well, here, let me explain that real quick. So the Rated R Safety Show, we really don't do quote unquote guest, but on the Safety FM show with me, we do interviews. Now, keep in mind, I've had all kinds of people on Safety FM with Jay Allen. We've called it the Jay Allen Show. We've changed the title to that show several times, but I'm going to say one in particular that sticks out most recently, and it was with Dr. Matthew Law, with his insights of public health and safety that were inspiringly and highly practical. And he started talking a lot about AI and how he saw AI going into safety and some of the work that he's done inside of there, which was kind of amazing just to hear. Now, keep in mind, I've had all kinds of guests from all different walks of life inside of that show. So I've enjoyed a lot of them. Some of them have even caused relationships, friendships, if I may say, that have been lifelong friendships ever since they started back in the day. So, yeah, so I would say definitely Dr. Matthew Law sticks out or comes to mind right away, but that's a pretty recent one as we are speaking as well. Thanks for the question. Raj from India, in your opinion, how is technology like AI and automation reshaping the role of safety professionals, and what should we be paying attention to? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. AI enhances probably predictive analytics and monitoring, if anything, but it should also augment human efforts, not replace them. And I think that that's where we're probably going to have to take a lot of the looks going forward. If you go back to the Dr. Matthew Law interview in particular, this kind of sticks out in that particular interview. Because remember, we talked a lot during that interview, garbage in, garbage out. So you're only as good as the data that you're putting inside of there, and also with the prompting that you're putting inside of the system as well. Raj, I appreciate the question. Okay, here's another one coming from Sophia in Los Angeles. Jay, how do you stay motivated and continue pushing boundaries in safety media after so many years in the industry? Yeah, that's a good one. And listen, I have to tell you, when we started some of the stuff here at Safety FM, a lot of the stuff that came about was kind of me just doing a lot of it. And then I got to the point that I realized that I needed assistance from other people in regards to some producers. I needed some people that would might be even able to help write and kind of simplify some of the stuff that's done for the station itself. So a lot of that went into play. So the feedback and seeing real world changes resulting from these conversation, I guess, is really kind of what keeps me going, and seeing the interaction that people have inside of the chat boxes in regards of even reaching out via email. And I mean, listen, not everybody agrees with what I say, and I'm okay with that. I mean, of course. And that's the great part about it, is that you have the largest influence on the show, on where the show is going to go, lean, and so on. So keep that in mind. Sophia, I really do appreciate the question. Eric from Seattle, Washington. Jay, you've hosted so many incredible speakers at Safety FM events. If you could ever have anyone, living or dead, speak at your next event, who would it be and why? Ooh. Well, here, this might be an interesting one for some odd reasons. There's a couple people that come to mind, but one that I would probably like to have, and people would be going, why would you want this person? I would probably say it would have to be Philip K. Dick. And the abortion there was that this guy, for some reason, he was able to predict things that would occur with technology before they even happened, which was kind of a weird thing that he was able to accomplish. But that one in particular has always stuck in my mind. The guy that could predict the future. Yeah, I mean, there are so many great books from Philip K. Dick and some of the future references. And you have to look at some of his stuff as dystopian times in regards to what he's talking about. But also at the same time, too, he talks about things like AI without realizing that these were the things. And if you look at some of his other books that are there, he really talks about subscription services without really calling them that. So that was a very, very interesting thing. But I would definitely say Philip K. Dick, and I'm sure we could probably tie some of the stuff that he talks about in regards of safety. Eric, I appreciate the question. Now, Tom from Chicago wrote, what inspired you to create a network like Safety FM instead of sticking to a single podcast? What's the biggest challenge in running such a platform? Well, that's a great question. That's a good question. Well, and I think that when I sat back and really looked at this, I wanted to amplify diverse voices. The challenge is maintaining quality and consistency across all shows. And that's what you kind of run into. If you take a look at most podcasts or radio shows, they don't last a long period of time. Most people, when it comes to podcasting, if you make it to episode 13, that's really kind of a far portion. But I also wanted to bring you different points of view in regards to what was going on inside of the industry, as opposed to it just being my point of view. And I remember when I first started this thing, we brought some people on that didn't talk about human and organizational performance. And a lot of people kind of lost it at first going, what exactly are you thinking by doing this? Because I always think that people need to be able to hear different things opposed to only one point of view. But that was my aspect, not anybody else's at the time. That's for sure. Thanks for the question. Okay, here's Anna from Austin, Texas. What advice would you give to a new safety professional trying to bring a fresh perspective to a company with deeply enriched safety culture? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I would start with small and quick wins to build trust before tackling larger challenges. Because that's the thing. Somebody told me this many years ago. If you kind of focus on the smaller things opposed to trying to blow things out of proportion, you're going to get that impact and that focus that people are looking at, opposed to it just being one of those things where people go, I don't care. I only want to know about the big stuff. Tell them about the small things that you've done. Tell them about the things that you're happy and that you're looking at and things that that might drive you into a different fashion, opposed to it just being one way, one shape, one form, and that's it. Maybe that's the way to look at it. So thanks for the question. I really do appreciate it. Okay, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money and goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest the spare money you've got right now. You can start with as little as $5 or even just spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. You don't need to feel like your financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. Head to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing with your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. Okay, so let's go back into some of the questions that have been asked, so that's the way we can cover some more information for you, if you do not mind. Okay, so take a listen to this one coming your direction. And this one is from Mark from Calgary, Canada. You've been a vocal advocate for integrating creativity into safety messaging. What is the most creative safety campaign you've seen or been part of? Well, let's see. I would have to probably say a sci-fi themed risk management campaign that left a lasting impression with imaginative storytelling in regards on how it was set up. And I mean, it was all done, you know, I can't really talk about the company, but the company that did it really did some deep dives. And I will say that they did Star Trek and Star Wars themed stuff to make sure that this was actually done where it would garner people's attention in regards on how they were doing it. It was really well done. And I would say probably take some of your best ideas and tie them together and see how that would work out for you. But it was a sci-fi themed one. I was really kind of shocked on how well it ended up coming out when it was all said and done. Thanks for the question. Okay, Paula from Atlanta, Georgia. How do you handle criticism or pushback from listeners or industry professionals who might not agree with your approach or views? Well, I welcome it. As a way to grow and spark meaningful dialogue, I normally take the approach of let me hear what you have to say, opposed to my way is the right way and your way is the wrong way, because that's not the case. The way that I was able to expand in regards to some of the stuff that goes on the radio station and some of the way that I looked at some of the stuff that was related to safety was by having open conversations. And the reason behind that is, some people look at some of the stuff that we do and go, that's not for me. And you might be right. It's not for you. Not everything that we put on the air on Safety FM is for every listener. We have precise shows that are designated or designed for certain listeners. That's really kind of the way that we handle it. And some of the stuff that we talk about, we know that that's the case as well. So that's why we kind of have different strokes for different folks. We have, you know, conversations that cover kind of CEO level, you know, all the way down to the line level employee, just to make sure that we're able to cover all bases. I do appreciate the question. Okay, here's Michael from San Francisco. What advice do you give to someone starting their own EHS focus podcast? Are there any pitfalls that they should avoid? I would say stick to your niche. Be consistent and invest in, I would say, at least a decent microphone starting off. And I always look at it from this standpoint. When you're starting off, don't dump a whole bunch of money into it, because you have to make sure that you understand what you're getting involved in. I always look at it from the standpoint of this. Remember that even though it might start off as a hobby, it's kind of a lot like a job. You have to do a lot of things to make sure that you're constantly putting out information and make sure that you are niche specific. There's so many other ways of going so broad with some of these things that people think that they can just cover all aspects. If you go, this is what I want to talk about, it becomes a little bit easier than trying to go too broad where you're trying to cover everything around. Thanks for the question. Okay, here's Chris from Dallas, Texas. Can you share a bit about your process for preparing for episodes? How do you decide which topics or guests make the cut? Let's see. I would love to tell you that there's really this magic sauce that I use, but I prioritize timely, relevant topics and guests who challenge conventional thinking. As you know, if you listen to the Rated R Safety Show, we try to make sure that all of the information that we talk about on the Rated R Safety Show is topical to what's going on in real time, mostly related to news and pop culture. We try to tie those things together. When we make sure that that is information you can talk about, and then we get to the main story to be able to talk about some of the other things that are going on inside of the world of safety. When it comes to this show, where we do a lot of interviews, we want to make sure that we're bringing people in that are making you think a little bit more outside of maybe your comfort zone in regards of what's going on out there. So that's kind of how we prioritize. And I am the kind of person that when I do any kind of recording, I try to make sure that it's as close to real time as possible. I don't want to show you an interview that I did 10 years ago or an interview that I did 5 years ago, anything along those lines, because I want to make sure that it's timely and it matters. Now, there is still some information that's out there that's great, even if it's 5, 6, 10 years old, that makes sense still. But that's what you want to make sure that you are kind of addressing with people. Chris, I do appreciate the question. Here's a question from Emma from Sydney, Australia. What's one mistake you see safety professionals make when they're trying to implement change, and how can they avoid it? I would say probably the most simple process would be not involving the workers, not involving the line level to team members. Engaging them ensures that practical and effective solutions will end up taking place. What happens most of the times, and people don't realize this, is that you bring in consultants to talk to people, to talk to your higher ups. But if you kind of pay real close attention, the consultants talk to the people that are doing the work. That's really what the goal is to make sure what the effective solutions are that they have and bring it up to leadership. So, and sometimes it's extremely difficult to be a prophet in your own land. So keep that in mind, too, as we are talking. Appreciate the question. Here's Daniel from Phoenix, Arizona. Jay, with Safety FM focus on innovation, are there any upcoming projects or collaborations that you're excited about that you can share with us? Okay. So I, it's going to be vague. We're kind of working on a series of exploring of the intersection of safety and sustainability with global thought leaders, but it's kind of going through a large process on how I want to lay this out. And I want it to be something that's open to the public, but we are still at the very, 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 very beginning stages of this. So it's still going to be some time before you see it. I would probably say, if anything, I would probably say the soonest you would probably hear about it is somebody has already gone through the sequence of a pregnancy by the time that we'll be on the other side of that. So that should give you a rough timeline on what we're talking about. That's for sure. Appreciate the question. Okay, here's Martha from Minneapolis, Minnesota. How do you integrate entertainment into safety topics without diluting the importance of the message? I have to tell you that if anything, storytelling is the most important portion, and humor to make the content engaging while staying rooted in the valuable insights. Here's the thing. When you start telling a story, what people are going to remember are stories. They're not going to remember exactly word for word that this new regulation that came out has this, and this. What you want to do is make sure that you're tying it in a format that people are paying attention to in regards of what is going on, opposed to it just being, let me read segment A, B, and C to you, because this is now what is going on. If you tell a story and there might be some humor in it, it might take you a little bit further than what you're actually thinking that it might take you. So keep that in mind. Appreciate the question. Okay, Evan from Portland, do you think the pandemic permanently changed how organizations approach safety? Absolutely. I agree. I think so for sure. It brought mental health and workers' well-being to the forefront, which I hope remains a priority. I want to say for the longest period of time, we did not talk about the whole thing about mental health. I mean, there were slight conversations about it, but I really think that this really brought a lot of stuff to the forefront in regards of what could be important for people to look at in regards of what was going on. So keep that in mind as we are talking. What else do we got? Well, here's another one. Here's one from Grace from Boston, Massachusetts. What's the most surprising feedback you've ever received from a listener or a guest on the show? Well, I guess a listener once shared that a single episode changed how their company handled near miss reporting, significantly improving their safety outcomes. I mean, I guess that's kind of one, but that seems a little vague at the same time. But I have a lot of people that will kind of mention some stuff to me in regards of how it looks and how, you know, things change for them. But I never look at it from the standpoint of going, hey, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, that the episode did this. A lot of the times I get locked up in these rooms and we start talking, and you have to realize that most of the times, especially on the Rated R Safety Show, I'm locked up in a room talking to myself. So it looks really different to me than what it does to the people that are listening. But when I'm doing the Safety FM show with Jay Allen, it's interesting because I'm doing most of the times an interview, and it becomes a little bit different. So that's something to think about. So I know it took some time before we actually got to this episode, but hopefully you did enjoy some of the questions that came in regards of what we were discussing. But yeah, definitely a fun time. I really do like when it comes to the Ask Me Anything questions, but kind of I like the approach for this particular episode. Yeah, no doubt about that. So that is your first episode from 2025, I guess, in regards if you look at full episodes. So thanks for hanging out with me. Really do appreciate the time. And you can always send those questions in by going to the website. Just go to safetyfm.com and that'll get everything moving for you. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.